Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 8.
And God said to the Philadelphian church, I will open doors and no man can close it. What was that a picture of? Every preacher that you talk to who've preached on that book and on that church talks about the opening. God opened up the world after the American Revolution to the evangelists. And England and America together sent evangelists all across the world. And the doors of all these countries started opening up. and the gospel and missionaries and new Bibles in their tongues were being developed and opened up, and the gospel was spreading to all these worlds. And God was opening up the door for America to expand westward to all the way to the Pacific coast with the gospel. You know, Hawaii had a constitution that is unlike any constitution in America of all this. Their constitution talks about the Lord, and very patriotic and very spiritual constitution. They were at one time, the Hawaii was just on fire for the Lord when they got converted. Those pagan chieftains in Hawaii got converted to Christ. And there was a great awakening. God's stern warning and rebellion. I've talked to you about this in the past in Revelations. The Lord gives us a warning. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Our founding fathers preached out of one book. Protestant and Baptist preached out of one book, and that was the King James Bible. One book, same book, same Word of God. And God blessed that. Now, if you think we have a polished Bible, more polished Bible with all these different versions, some people say, one book I read years ago says over 300 versions of the Bible in the English language have been written. Over 300. Do you think if we have a more perfect Word of God, America would be, you know, just a beaming light? It would be like paradise? That God would be pouring out His blessings? Do you think abortion would exist? Killing 60 million babies? Do you think the Bible would still be in the classroom if we had a more perfect Bible? Because this nation was birthed on the Bible. No, we look like Sodom and Gomorrah. That doesn't, these Bibles doesn't help this country any better. It brings a curse upon this country. And the plagues that are written in this book. Jeff, if I got up there and spoke that meeting yesterday, people would look at me dumbfounded. They wouldn't comprehend. All these Bible versions is causing all the problems, all the ills that we're facing in America. All these Bible versions. Well, I use this version in my church. I use that version in my church. We like this book. It's easier to read. The preachers look at you like you're a moron. So what are the plagues? We talked about the plagues. We read it last time in the book of Leviticus. All the plagues, you have them on page 3 of your notes there. It takes up almost the whole page, page 3 in your notes. All the plagues. The Lord said, if you do not hearken unto me and you break my covenant, I will bring unto you, it says in verse 16, terror. Well, what are we facing in our country today? Terrorism. Kids are terrorized by other students in a school because some student says, I got mocked and made fun of, and so I'm going to go back with my Uzi and shoot everybody up. Consumption, which is tuberculosis. Pneumonia, the burning ague, we talked about that. I said it sure fits the explanation of what COVID is all about, what I went through COVID, the fever, the constant fever, coming back on and off, on and off, on and off. One of the preachers I was reading here in this book, he died of a fever as he was returning home, and he was a few miles away from his home, and he died of a great fever that came upon him. A fever, a pestilence would be an epidemic disease, as the bubonic plague. If you've ever studied the Black Plague of Europe, I mean, It was horrendous. Horrendous. The bodies that they were taking out of the homes and just piling them up in big trenches to bury people dying. What caused the bubonic plague? It was the rat, the flea on a rat caused the bubonic plague because they were unclean, because it was called the Dark Ages. Why was it called the Dark Ages during that period of time? Because the Word of God was extinct. You couldn't own the Word of God. It was outlawed by the Catholic Church. And so if you had a Bible in your home, you were most likely going to die because you had a Bible in your hands. So we have in page 4 of your notes there, now to page, on page, in page 4 of your notes, Deuteronomy, we read those verses there that are on your sheep, but turn to Deuteronomy 28. I want to read to you some other curses that God said would take place if you don't obey my commandments, told Israel. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 says here, But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. I told you, you need to go back and read Leviticus and Deuteronomy, these curses. But look at verse 15. It says, verse 21. The Lord will make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Verse 22, it says, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with fever and an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. What has the 20th century been like? We have fought war after war after war. Communists in this state, this nation, communism in that nation, Nazism over here, just one battle after the next. And then in the 21st century, we're fighting Muslim terrorists, endless war, 20-year war, the sorrow of broken hearts of moms and dads because their sons or daughters have been killed by a landmine or something, or being shot and killed, burying their bodies because they served in the American Army or Air Force or military. Note how similar the following sounds to Revelation 22:16. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smote against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of the tribes of Israel according to all the curse of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, the stranger shall come from a far land and shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which the hath laid upon it, and reading the rest of Deuteronomy, I didn't put it in there, but verse 23, he says, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboam, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. That's a picture of the land from Jericho to the city of Jordan. Is brimstone. Is bleak. Is covered. The landscape is covered with brimstone, because that's where Sodom and Gomorrah were. And that territory in that whole area is just covered with brimstone, and nothing grows there. It is just barren. So where is God in America today? If this passage is not true that we're about to read in Proverbs, then the whole book of Proverbs isn't for the church today. And you might as well not read the book of Proverbs. Okay? Or read the Psalms. If this verse cannot be true for the church just as much as it was true for the Old Testament saints or the Old Testament church. Wisdom crieth out, she uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates, in the city she uttered her words and sayings. Okay, well, that's what, before the Revolutionary War, the war for independence, that's what was happening in the marketplaces. That was what was happening in the church house, the meeting house. Everybody was contemplating. People were, should we war against the crown, or should we have our independence? And everybody was on in a different place, and it was the pulpit, the Spirit of God, that persuaded the people that this was of God to resist tyranny. It's not here today. That's the wisdom crying out. This is what's crying out to you right now, is the wisdom. We hear the wisdom. You can't find it on Facebook, but you can find it in alternative social media. There is wisdom. There's thousands of doctors, over 6,000 doctors, and the doctors are saying that numbers of doctors in the world that oppose the vaccination, mandatory vaccination, outnumber the doctors now that are for it. But do they have a voice? Can you hear their voice on CNN? ABC? But wisdom is crying without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She cries in the chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? What does that mean, ye love simplicity? You keep watching the same garbage over and over again. You watch your little TV shows. You watch your same shows, your same news station, and don't broaden your scope of understanding. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. God has been pouring out his reproofs upon America for the last 120 years. I will make known my words unto you, because I have my words, the word of God, the true word of God, not something that came out of Westcott and Hort, or the American Revised Version, my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamities. That's where God is. That's where God is in America. 60 million babies murdered on the American soil. That blood cries out for justice, for vengeance from God. What does the Bible say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but what? I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. You read the book of Lamentations when you get home. Jeremiah's Lamentations of the destruction of Jerusalem. by Nebuchadnezzar and the British, the Babylonian Empire, crushing the homes and burning down the city and destroying the temple and ravaging the homes. I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. When we kicked God out of the schools, we said, God, you're not important. And we the churches stamped their approval on that law. They should have said, you know what the churches should have said? We're taking our kids out of the schools, and you're not getting our tax dollars. You go to the food lines. We're going to teach our babies about the Bible from kindergarten up to 12th grade and then in college. That's what the churches should have said collectively. That is the big problem in America. Collectiveness, unitedness of the churches, Protestant and Baptist. Today, we have Diotrephes who want the preeminence in all these different denominations, not just the Baptists. The Baptists have been so watered down, divided, it's unbelievable. We got Diotrephes all over the place. There's no uniting of the church today. It's dividing, 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 starting a new denomination, building another big box church building. It's division. Satan crept in. The fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Doesn't say you're going to be protected from the evil, but you'll have no fear of evil.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and